This week's parasha is Parashas Nasos. So, the beginning of the parasha, I'm just going to do briefly the parasha. It says, Nasos et Rosh b'nei Gershon, gam hem lebeit avotam mishpachotam. Nasos is a lashon of uplifting. So we're lifting up, right, the Levim, and we're placing them each with its own avoda. That's the beginning of the parasha. I hear this parasha is about b'nei Levi. B'nai Levi, they're being put in each in its proper place. Now we know, and we spoke about this, I think maybe even last week, about B'nai Levi. It's not only B'nai Levi. B'nai Levi have a special relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're Mishaltim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. From Levi comes Kohanim, and they're the more Pnimi, the Mishaltim of Pnimi. They're the ones who are in charge of the Avoda. B'nai Levi are in charge of taking it down, the Mishkan, and putting it in its place, right? And putting it up. But the person who's in the Avoda is the Kohanim. So this parasha is going, explaining the Tafkidim, the purposes, and lifting them up to their position. And like we see the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah, Lo Rak Bnei Levi Bilvad, El Kol Mi Shenad Varucho, anyone who has the desire to be Nikra Kodesh Kodashim, Holy of Holies, like Bnei Levi, and to remove the thoughts of the whole world and to Mekadesh himself, Bekdushas HaTorah, and Tusha of being Meshavati Hashem. Then Hashem is Nachalato, Hashem is his inheritance, and he gives them what they need, the minimum of their needs, what they need to be in service with the Kodesh. Now, for certain reason, we go now into the parasha, right? We separate all the tsarua, all the metzora, the zav, tamei nefesh. We separate them from the machane. We put them each in their own specific machane. Tamei machane, shechina, right? Zav Machane Levia, right? And Mitzora, even from Machane Yisrael. Levels of separation because of the Tumah that's associated with them. Then we go into the Parsha of Me'ila B'Kedusha, when a person uses Kedusha for a wrong purpose. And then there's Korban Me'ila. And then we go into the Parsha of Sota. Sota is Kodesh B'Kod Kedushin. She has Kedusha of Kedushin of her husband. And there's also the Lashon of the Pasuk is V'mal Mal. It's also a Me'ila. Umala Bo Mal. Right? It's a Lashon of Hafarat HaKedusha, of removal of a Kedusha. The similar thing, when she loses the Kedusha of the connection to her husband, by connecting to something which is Zah, something which is wrong, something which is incorrect. Then we have the parashas of Nazir, which is speaking about when a Nazi sees such a thing, when a person sees such a thing, he has to separate himself from wine, which brings him to Kalas Das, which brings him to not think in a cognitive, in a proper framework, and then Chas V'Shalom, to be Sote, to be going away from the proper way of thinking. Because Rashi here explains, it's a Gemara in Sota. Why does Nazir, right? Why does a Nazir, why is Parshas Nazir after Parshas Sota? Because when a Nazir sees a woman, the Kilkula, the Bizayon that they do with a woman, they roam her around in Beis HaMikdash, they take off her head covering, right? They strap her up. It's a whole thing to be mevazeh, so she'll admit what happened to her. Right? Her husband told her, don't be with Reuven. So it's a Gemara. Kine is also, no, you shouldn't do it. But if her husband did it, he was mekaneh and said, don't be with Reuven alone. And he was with her, and she was with him alone. And he did in front of two edim. She has to be mashkeh. She has to be taken to Beis HaMikdash and checked if she's a pure woman. When a Nazi sees such a thing, he sees it's possible. There's a possibility of something happening. he sees such a thing is possible, he's connected to that chet. So that person separates himself to wine. The wine can bring on kalas das, frivolity, and therefore he makes himself into a nozir. So this insert seems strange to insert it. We are speaking here, this parasha is the parasha of Kedusha, the parasha of the Nevi'im, the parasha of the Kohanim. Because after we go straight to the parasha of the Kohanim, the brachas of the Kohanim. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, b'kos Kohanim. Daber al Aaron v'banav l'mor. Kol tivrchu et b'nei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the children of Israel. Emor lahem. Then we have the bracha that we know every shacharis we say this. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Right? Ya'er Hashem panav elech v'chuneka. Yisa Hashem panav elech v'yisem lecha shalom. The brachas of the Kohanim. The Kohanim go and they bench the people because the bracha of... Why they have the bracha? Because they represent the Kedusha. Bracha, what does bracha mean? Bracha means, I explained this a few times, bracha is a lashon of berach, knee. Knee means, the knee is the place where you bend your knee. You bend to someone higher. Bracha is when you negate yourself to something higher, then you get bracha. A negation to a Kodesh Baruch Hu means a connection. That connection brings you bracha. Who are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Kohanim. They're the ones who are in charge of bracha. Because the bracha flows from Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Kohanim to the Jewish people. That's why we don't look. According to Rashi, it's also in Sota. If you notice, the halachas of Birkas Kohanim, right, is in Masechet Sota, which is we have to understand. And it comes from the tips of the fingers of Rashi, the Shechina Shore there, that's why we don't look at them, that's why they cover themselves according to Rashi. Right? And the bracha comes to Klal Yisrael through them. Because they're the people, they're Mesharatim Elyon, the people, right, who bring us back from sin to Kedusha. So they're the people who bring us the bracha. So the bracha comes through them to the Jewish people. Because they're the ones who are bent to Kodesh Baruch Hu, are subservient, their whole lives in subservience, service to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they represent bracha. That's why you go to a big rabbi to get a bracha, because his whole life is subservient, is negating himself to his creator, to be a kli through which his creator expresses his will. Therefore, from that person comes bracha. And now we have an interesting pasuk, which is going to be related to Shavuos, which is the Hakamas of Mishkan, and Vihi Biyom Kalot Moshe Lakim et Mishkan, and the Lashon is Kalot. So Rashi says it should say Chlot, the finishing of the Mishkan. It says with a Patach instead of the Shva, Kalot. Kalot means like a Kala. Moshe was like a Kala, and he didn't build the Mishkan. Bezalel, Oliav, they built the Mishkan. Why was it called on the name of Moshe? Like a kala. Moshe was a kala. To who? To Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he was Moshe Nefesh. And this is related to Shavuos. Shavuos, we are kala. The whole avod on Shavuos, I'm going to explain soon, is how you bring the kala to Chuppah. And Chuppah is going to be Musaf. And the night, the learning of the night, is dressing up as a kala. Then we have the minig in the morning before Alato Shacha. We go to the mikveh. The kala goes to the mikveh. That's us, Knesset Yisrael. And then we receive the Torah. The receiving of the Torah is chuppah and cheder yichud. That's musaf. So this pasuk here, we need to understand well, to understand how to be a kala. What was the nekuda of Moshe that he became a kala to Kodesh Baruch Hu? We want to become that kala on Shavuos. That's what Shavuos is about. Become that kala. We have 49 days to prepare to be that kala. Shavuos is the time that we're going to become that kala. So in this possible, we need to understand. But before we understand that and go into Shavuos, I want to go back to explain this order of the parsha till we got here. And then, before we do that, we have, at the end of the parasha, we have the Chanukah Mizbeach, the Nesiim, that's putting the Mizbeach into its chinuch, into its proper place. Okay, so that's the whole parasha. So this parasha is about putting us into the form of Bnei Levi, the brachas of the Kahanim, the Kala, to be the Kala like Moshe, which is going to be Shuas for us, and then the Chinuch, the bringing into our lives through the Avoda of the Nesiim, of the Korbanos of the Nesiim, if we get there. So we see in Matan Torah itself, the Jewish people received the Torah. Straight after receiving the Torah, what was there? Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was like a steer. It was like a removal from Matan Torah. We got our Na'aseh V'Nishma, Ketarim. Chet HaEgel was removed from us. We removed the level of Matan Torah. We see, if you learn the Parsha, it says there that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Chet HaEgel, was tochen it, put it into water, and gave, was mashke, Klal Yisrael, like a sota. Like a sota. So we see this concept of sota in Matan Torah. The concept of sota is here in our Parsha, in the leading up before Kalot Moshe. What was the reason for the Chet HaEgel? Chet HaEgel, Chazal say, was me'ein Chet Adam HaRishon. That means there's something intrinsic to that Chet. We know the Chet of Adam HaRishon was not simple. Klal Yisrael, and we know from Chazal, that Kabbalah's Torah, Klal Yisrael couldn't, the Gemara and Shabbos, couldn't receive the Torah. They had to go through Tchias HaMesim. It was too hard for them. They needed intermediary. After the first Dibrot, they needed intermediary. They needed Moshe Rabbeinu to say it. They couldn't reach the level of Matan Torah. It was too hard for a man. The only person who was on the level of Matan Torah was Moshe and Shevet Levi. They weren't in the Chet HaEgel. What does this tell us? Kabbalah's Torah is beyond us. Shavuos is beyond us. We're going to be sota. We're going to be removed from Matan Torah. We can only somewhat reach Matan Torah. Matan Torah is too difficult for us. It has to be a process. It can't be a complete Kabbalah. The only one who had a complete Kabbalah was Moshe, and like we said, Shevet Levi, who was not in the Chet. And to live Shevet Levi, is, like we said beforehand, is to be Kodesh Kadoshim, is to be removed from the physical. That's not for Klal Yisrael. That's 1/12 of Klal Yisrael. That's not for the whole of Klal Yisrael. That's for individual Shenad Varucho. That's an individual Avoda. For the rest of us, there's going to be a steer. There must be a steer. But that steer, that removal, brings us to Nazir. Nazir is a concept of shame Torah, that he somewhat separates him from the physical. He separates himself from wine. He separates himself from those things, though, from tumah, from impurities. He separates himself from those things which are innately removals of Kedusha. We use wine. We use wine. When do we use wine? We always use wine for Kedusha. Wherever there's Kiddushin, Kiddush, anything that involves Kiddusha, you will find wine. Why? Wine is the Kiddusha, is when you take something physical and you convert it to spirituality. Wine can be used for the most frivolous actions, can remove man from his das, and man can behave like a behemoth, like an animal. But when we use wine to remove man's das, to elevate his das to a higher das, to a das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Kedusha. That man's das gets elevated to a higher Kedusha. Whenever we say Kiddush on wine, there's an additional Kedusha that comes to man. The Kiddush of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Yom Tov, the Kiddush of Kedusha, and he becomes married with that Kedusha. He elevates himself. Wine is a removal of man's physical das and an attachment of a higher das. That's what wine is. That's the concept of Nazir also. Nazir, even though he's removing himself from wine, right? But he's taking onto himself a Torah, a Shem Torah, a higher level of Kedusha. That's That's our avoda. Our avoda is we'll have a steer, a sota, and then we'll come to our higher level of kedusha. Our averas will bring us to a higher level of kedusha because we're not there. We can't hold at matan Torah. We can only hold at matan Torah for moments of our lives. We can't hold at matan Torah. We can't be the kalot Moshe. We can't be that level of kala of Moshe Rabbeinu. We can only be there for moments. We then get removed from that kedusha. We go into the physical, and then we come back to the kedusha. We go into the physical, then we elevate ourselves back to the kedusha, and in that way, we bring ourselves to kedusha. It's a breaking and a building. A breaking and a building. Sometimes you have to break in order to build, right? It's golas and geula. You understand? That's our avoda. That's why we have these parashas. In this parasha, we have sota and nazir to explain to us to us. That there has to be a steer and a rebuilding. A going away and a rebuilding. I'm not saying you do an avera purposely to rebuild. No, no one does that. But innately, man will be so connected to the physical world that there's a disconnect and a reconnecting. So long as that disconnect brings on in man a reconnecting, which is the nazir, then he's shaykh to matan Torah. That's our avoda. Just as Cheta Egel brought on the Yud Gibel Midas, it brought on Yom Kippur, a reconnection, so too, Sota brings on a Nazir. Then when we get to the level of Nazir, which is Shem Tar, Nazir is Keta Arosha. Right, he has, the Gemara says, Nazir is a Neder, but yet Nazir is... He brings on himself, like a neder, you make a neder on an object. So when the neder is on an object, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, there's me'ila ben adarim. That means if there's kedusha associated with the object because of the neder associated with it. So by nazir, the kedusha is on the person. In a certain sense, the only level of kedusha that a person can get, like you can make a person kodesh, hekdesh, is naziris. There's a shame tar, he becomes a different person.
What about kahanas?
Kahanim is not that it put on, it's innate from birth. Shame tar means a new form. He became a new form, so to speak, of human being. He's a different level of human being. He got a new kedusha. Now, even though to be a nazi is a chet, but it's a mitzvah when a person wants to separate it, when he knows he has tendencies and he wants to separate himself from those tendencies. If a person does it without those tendencies, that's why it's nismach, the parasha sota, if he has a need for it, then it's kedusha. Then a person, because we learn from Nazi, that when a person has a weakness, to separate himself from those weaknesses. That's the concept of nazirus. And that's kedusha, because he realizes his weaknesses, and he puts gedarim, he puts boundaries on those weaknesses. That's an ish kodesh.
You would say
kedusha isn't that you're living on a high level. That you can be living, you can be innately living on a level. Kedusha is when you turn the physical into kedusha. That means I'm separated from kedusha, like Rashi says, "Havu prushim min arayis." The separation is kedusha, but that's because you have a tendency for those things. When you have a tendency for something, when you have a tendency in the physical world, and you add kedusha, you add separation to those physical tendencies. Right? When I say physical tendencies, I'm not talking about you can't have chonon on Shabbos. You can't have, your ice cream on Shavuos. No, those aren't. Those you have that.
Destructive tendencies.
Destructive tendencies. Tendencies which are desires which you have no control over and you separate in order to have control over them. That's kedusha. There's a difference between needs and desires. A need, you're allowed to have an ice cream, you have to have a pizza. You can be a holy man and have a pizza and an ice cream. If it's a need, that means you like pizza, it makes you feel good. Now that you feel good, you have koach to work, to learn, to do whatever you have to do, right? In your avodas Hashem. That's a need, you allowed it. A desire is an uncontrolled need, that you might do an avera to get it, or you might miss out on your learning seder to get a pizza, right? Or you might overeat on Shabbos and shluff the whole of Shabbos, right? That's a desire. Needs are completely muta, and in the realm of kedusha, desires are something that a person has to be magdir himself, separate himself from them, and that brings a person to kedusha. So now, in Shavuos, right? So the concept of Kalot Moshe, we just explained that. Kalot Loshen Kala, to see Klot. So Rashi says, why? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't build a Mikdash. Kol Chochmei Lev. Why was it associated that Moshe was the Kala? Moshe is the one who established the Mikdash. He built it. Why is it associated with his name? Says Rashi. Because how did Moshe become that Kala? Because he was Mose Nefesh. He gave full desire. Mose Nefesh. Every aspect. He was there. He wanted it to be built. How it was built. He was shown. He was Toreach over it. He didn't build it. But he was Mose Nefesh. The Rabbeinu Bechaya brings the Mikdash was Nikra Al-Shem David. Was Nikra Al-Shem David. Who built it? His son, Shlomo. Why was it Nikra Al-Shem David? Because David had the desire to build it. The Rotzen to build it. What is this teaching us of how to be a Kala? When you go into a marriage and you pick the girl you want to live with and she's going to be your wife, what's the most important thing? I'm not saying the midas she has. Cool. Just be warm, kind, giving. All those good things. We know we have the whole list, right? I'm sure they give it to you in Bochum Yaakov. In Bochum Shlomo they give it to you as well. Each person. What he's looking for. His specific needs. Whatever. And the girls, I'm sure they also know what they're looking for. Forget that. That everyone is individual. And there's things which are general in everyone. But what, when you now decided this is the girl, what's the most important thing you want to see in her that makes her into your color? She wants you. She wants you big time, right? That means there's going to be a good connection. Of course, she wants to know that you want her. That's a chasen. That's a connecting. Chasen means connect. Kala, chatan means to connect, that's the word. Kala means to complete. The only way two things can connect is when there's a big desire to connection. Says the Maharal, the bigger desire to connect, the stronger the connection, the more wise and beautiful are the children. So we're learning that from this parasha. Kala, for Moshe to Rabbeinu to be called the Kala, for David and Melech, the Mikdash to be called out on his name, because there was a Rotzen, there was a Mesiris Nefesh to build it, to connect with their creator, and the wife to connect with the husband, and husband to the wife. The bigger that connection, the more the spirituality in the world. The more this Hashrat Shechina. Torah, what we call Shavuos, Chag Matan Torateinu. The Chag of the giving of the Torah. He's giving it to us. What do we have to do? Just receive it. The Gemara says, Matana Bal Kocho. If you give a Matana forcefully, Shmei Matana. It's called a matana. That even if you get a matana, someone throws you a matana, it's called a matana, it's called a natina. Natina bal kocha, it's called a natina, you got it. It's considered a natina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could be schluffing around, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, it's called a matana. So we need to stay up the whole night, read, there's minhagim by Sfadim, Hasidim, they read the first three psukim, the last three psukim, they go to the mikveh, right? What is all this? What are we doing, Shavuos? Sarpi Pshat. We stay up the whole night because before we received the Torah, we shluffed it. We fell asleep. So I'm attacking that. Doesn't make sense. I clad myself, fell asleep before Matan Torah. Sleeping is when you're awake, you're fully aware. And when you receive a Matana, when you're aware, there's a Rotzen for that Matana. Sleeping means you got the Matana Bal Kocha. It was too big for you. So we know from Psukim, we know from the Gemara, right? V'yichen Shem Tachataha, right? Why it says Tachataha? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Ha Sinai Kegigis, right? And he said, or you can accept the Torah, or here will be your burial place. The concept of onus. It wasn't, there wasn't a rotzen. It was too big for us, the Torah, to accept it. That's what we're fixing here. We're fixing that rotzen. Even if it's too big for us, we want to accept it. That's the concept of Na'aseh v'nishma. The concept of Na'aseh v'nishma is Na'aseh, what does Na'aseh mean?
I
don't know what it is. I don't know what life means with you. But I'm here for you. Wherever you go, I'll go. That's where you read Ruth. What's Ruth? We read Ruth. What did Ruth say to Naomi? Your people are my people. Your God is your God. They had Tzaras. Naomi lost her husband. Ruth lost her husband. Tzaras. Wherever you go, I'll go. Your God, my God. They didn't have an easy life. She came back as a pauper. She had to go pick up sheaves. A woman? That's not a place for a woman. Women don't go collecting tzedakah. That's not a place. It was a hard life. She took on that rotzen. That rotzen to be connected with the Shechina. That's why we read Rus. That's the concept of Matan Torah. And from Rus, we came David Amer, says the Gemara. From Rus, we learn a drasha. Rus, the Gemara says, Shedavid HaMelech was shorer. Shirot v'tishbachot. He sang to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does singing do? Singing shows a rotzen to connect with Kadosh Baruch Hu. We sing on, when do we sing mainly? Surah Shlishis on Shabbos. We sing, right? Everyone feels some singing on Surah Shlishis. Because that's the highest level, that's the level of rotzen. Rava the Rava, the rotzen of rotzen. We're singing the Mishtokek to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You did nefesh. Draw your crown. We want to connect. We want to give ourselves up for Him. That's what Shavuos is. That's how you become a Kala. Here there's a Chiddush. The main thing that makes you a Kala, a Kli. Kala is a Lashon Kol. Contains. Container, Kli, a vessel. The thing that makes you a vessel to receive Torah is the Rotzen to connect. The desire to connect. Why? We know there's not written anywhere in Shulchan Aruch you have to stay up Leil Shavuos. It's a minigari. It's brought down in the Magen Avraham because of the tikkun, that midrash they said. But what is it so sleeping? Sleeping shows no rotzen, inability to connect. Like we said before, it was too difficult. Na'aseh means I'm willing to go with you. I'm willing to take whatever it takes. I'm willing to accept the life that you gave me. I'm here for you. It's too big. That's what the Gemara brings by Na'aseh Nishma. It's called Rava. He was sitting down and learning. And his hands were underneath his legs. And blood was pouring out. And he didn't notice. And they saw him. The Kuti saw him and said, Amma, Paziza, a people of... And I said Paziza. Paziza means who do things without thinking. Shigdimu, Pumayu Lord Naihu, who put first their mouths to their ears. You're still doing it now. You're taking on something which is too big for you. It's causing you to bleed. It's causing you to die, and you're taking it on. That's the level of the Rotzum. That's the level of Na'aseh v'nishma. That's how Klal Yisrael became that Kli to accept Torah. It's too big for us. We can't take it on. But we want it. That's the Na'aseh. And then, taking on something which is too big for us, Nishma. When we bring it into our lives, we understand it, becomes part of us. That Kedusha becomes the living person in his everyday life. Something which is too big, we take on, and then we bring it into our lives. In order to do that, we have to elevate ourselves. We have to be Kodesh. The Kedusha is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of the Mishkan. That's the concept of the Kala. That's the concept of Matan Torah. That's what this pasuk teaches. That's the whole of Matan Torah. The Midrash says, just as a kala has 24 kishutim, like ornaments, like jewelry on her, so too a Talmud Chacham has 24 sfarim. He has to know Tanakh. That's why Shavuos night. What are we doing? Dressing up the kala. We're reading those 24 Sfarim, the first three Pesukim, the end three Pesukim, because Kishut, beauty, what does it represent? Beauty, if someone has beautiful eyes, so they put eyeshadow, and you see the beautiful eyes. They have beautiful ears, they have earrings, right? Beauty is not, it's just an, putting jewelry, right? The jewelry is just showing the innate beauty. It's a highlighting of the innate beauty. If someone has a small eye and a big eye, they're not going to put anything there. They're going to highlight their ugliness. But if someone has innate beauty, you put on jewelry, it shows that innate beauty. You put on the eyeshadow, whatever it is, it shows that innate beauty. You with me? The kachol, that's the eyeshadow, the galosh and the gemara. Right? That's the beauty. The beauty of the Jewish people is we have in us the living with those 24 Sfarim. So the reading on it, just highlighting it. We read the first three Psukim, the end three Psukim, we're showing our innate beauty. That's what the Kala does. What does the Kala do before a wedding? The Chosan, he has a shomer. Most of the day he's bored, right? He's learning a little bit. He's going to the kotel. He has the whole day. What do he has to put on a jacket and a tie? What does the Kala do? She has this big pompous dress, which like goes out like that. She goes to a beautician. She goes to the mikveh. She's the one beautifying herself. The chassan's not doing hardly anything. She's involved in looking beautiful. The makeup, the you know, doing her hair up, putting on jewelry, going to the mikveh. She's beautifying herself for the chassan. Why? Because she has a tremendous desire to connect. She wants to be the most beautiful thing in his eyes. That's what we do on Shavuos. We beautify ourselves. Then before Alot HaShachar, what do? We go to the mikveh, like a kala goes to the mikveh. We purify ourselves spiritually to connect, because we want it to be a full connection. Then Musaf is chuppah and yichud, chere yichud. Then we come married. That's Matan Torah. Musaf is Matan Torah. That's Kabbalah Satara. That's what's happening in Shavuos. But it's all about what? This is just things which show. We stay up the whole night. We're shluffing. We don't want to stay. We're showing our rotzen to connect. Our desire to connect. The bigger the desire, the bigger the matana. And desire, that desire to connect, is a desire to negate ourselves to our higher rotzen. That concept is a concept of another. Another is the midah, which includes all the midas. Says Rav Volbi, in order to have those midas, in order to have those good midas, why we do Avodas Hamusa? Says Rav Volbi, to become a kli, a vessel to receive Torah. The main midah, which includes all those midas, is anava, is humility. Humility means the negation of self for a higher rotzen, for a higher desire. When we have that higher desire to connect, we have all the midas. That moment, and it can be for a moment, Matan Torah is a moment. The higher rotzen we're showing on this day of Shavuos is going to give us the Matan of Torah. We need 49 days of Sefiras HaOmer. The Shavuos, it's called Chag HaShavuos. We need Shavuos. We need the 7 weeks to fix our midas in order to have that rotzen. But ultimately, that rotzen, that humility to accept something which is higher than us, that gives us the matan on Shavuos. Now we have the Chanukah of the Nesiim, right? So we have Vayi, המקריב ביום הראשון את קורבנו נחשון בן המנדב למטה יהודה וקורבנו קרא כסף אחד שושבים משקלה מזרק כסף אחד 70 שקל ושקל הקודש שני מלואים מלאים סולד בלול השם אל מנחה. All this whole parasha, we have a whole parasha of 12 נשיאים. כמעט every nasi, it's the same psukim, כמעט the same psukim. We have a repetition in the Torah of 12 people bringing exactly the same things. After the building of Mishkan, they were mechanech the Mishkan with the korbanos of the Nesiim. Chinuch, Rashi says, to put something, right, into its position, into its tachlis, that's called chinuch. To bring something to its tafkid, that's chinuch, to its purpose. We have the Mishkan, we have the Kedusha, we have Matan Torah. Now we have the chinuch of the Nevi'im, of the Nesi'im. Now we have the putting into, the living with, the putting into its purpose, into its proper. After Matan Torah, right? In Shavuos itself, we have now, the Gemara says, all the Chagim, it's a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If you need Kulo Lachem or Kulo Lashem, right? It's Rabbi Eliezer. But even Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua says, Chetzi Olachem, Chetzi Olashem, half to Kodesh Baruch Hu, half to Hashem. Everyone agrees by Shavuos, you have Chetzi Olachem, half for you, and half for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why Shavuos? Matan Torah, the most spiritual day. It should be Kulo Lashem, Rabbi Yeshua. Everyone should agree about Matan Torah. Adarabba. Rabbi Yeshua should see Matan Torah, Kulo Lashem. We finish staying up late, right? Then we have our cheesecake, we have our ice cream, we have all the milky stuff because different reasons, because Torah is like chalav, like a mother's milk, right? Different reasons written in halacha. We have a whole big suda, chetzi olachem, even really as a why. Matan Torah isn't being up there. Matan Torah is bringing Matan Torah down here. The Matan Torah is in our cheesecake. Now that we eat, even our food represents Torah. Our cheesecake we're eating, not because we like cheesecake, which we do,
oh, yeah.
Right? And the ice cream, not because we like, but we do, right? But it's milchiks. We're eating it because it represents mother's milk. Torah to us is like mother's milk. What is mother's milk to a child? Without his mother's milk, it's pikuach nefesh. You give me mechal yom kippur. A woman's allowed to drink. Ask a rabbi. It's an individual shayla. She's allowed to drink b'shiurim if a child can only have mother's milk because it's pikuach nefesh shayla for the child. So the mother's allowed to drink. To feed the child. I'm not passing halacha here. That's an individual shayla, because nowadays you have formulas and stuff like that. But that's an individual shayla to a rov. But it's a pikuach nefesh shayla. For us, we have to know the cheesecake we're eating is mother's milk. It's a pikuach nefesh shayla. We can't live without Torah. But Torah has to be brought down into our cheesecake. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush in the Nesi'im. There's an avoda that's bringing down the Mishkan, that's bringing down the Shechina. The hakrava of Nesi'im. A Nasi is someone who lifts up his people. Each shevet has to be lifted up by bringing them into the hakrava. It's bringing them to living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, into the korbanos. Now those korbanos represented something. Rashi says, Parechad, right? Bring the B'shem of Moshe Adarshan, right? So let's go. Let's start from the beginning. Karat Kesev is the gematria, right? Of 800, 930, right? Which is the years of Adam Arishon. Shloshim Umea Mishkala, right? That he brought into the world the age of 130. Told us generations from which came the world. So speaking about Adam Arishon, and he brought us into the world. Mizrak Achav Kesev, that's Gematria, 520. Hashem Noach, right? Shemi told us Ben 500, right? Shana. Al Shem Esrim Shana, Shini Gzera Gzeres HaMavul, Mavul, then there's Gzeres HaMavul, Kodim Toldota before his generations. Then he was 120 years old. Fikach Nema Mizrak Echad Kesev, Velo Nema Mizrak Kesev, right? Echad. Okay. So even the Otiot Shel Echad mitztarfot the minyan, because it's also included in the minyan. Shivim Shekel against the 70 nations of the world. Kafachad against Torah. Asara Zahav Eser Dibrot, the Ten Commandments, Mleh Ketores. If you understand what's happening here, it's going through the whole generations of man in these korbanos. That all of mankind is connected to this avodah of the Nesi'im. And the Nesi'im are lifting up all the toldos of man, all the generations of man, all of Matan Torah, from Adam HaRishon to Matan Torah. All of that's going to be lifted up through who? Through the Nesi'im, to lift up their people, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that all the generations of man are now going to be Nikdash, Bikdushas Hashem. That's what this Korban, the concept of Korban is, the concept of bringing back, bringing close, right? Bringing close all the toldos of man, all of mankind, to the Mishkan, to the Avodas HaMishkan. That's what's hinted here. That's why these things are hinted here. Parachad Keneged Avram. Ayel echad keneged Yitzchak, keves echad keneged Yaakov, sirizim lekaper mechiras Yosef, zevach shlamim, bakar shnayim keneged Moshe v'Aaron. That's a two, mechonam benis between Klal Yisrael, right? Eli matudim kvasim shlosha, shlosha meaning keneged kahanim levim v'Yisrael, Torah levim kutuvim, right? Right. Shalosh Chamishiyot, 3/5 of Chayv Chumshei Torah, right? Ksuvim, Chamesh Dibrot, Ktuvim al Luach Echad, Chamesh Ktuvim al Hasheni, 5 on this, 5 on that. So you have Chumshei Torah, the 5 Dibros, another 5, 3 of 5s. What is it here for? What is it here for? It's saying all of this, the whole of mankind, from Adam to the Torah, to the Israel, to Kahanim, Israel Levim, all of this we're connecting to the Mishkan. All of mankind is going to be connected to Shekhinah. That's the purpose of the Nasi. He lifts up the whole of mankind to bring it close to the Baruch Hu. And therefore his Shevet, and his Shevet he lifts up, because each Shevet represents a different expression in the world. We explain this. The 12 alachsonim, the 12 expressions of the midah in the world. The 6 sides to the world, 12 like alachsonim, 12 like facets to the world. That's what the Nesi'im represent. That's what the Jewish people represent. The Ma'amad, we spoke about this last week, the Ma'amad of the Jewish people represents the Merkava, how the world connects. We're here to connect the whole of mankind from Adam HaRishon till Matan Torah to the Shekhinah of the Mishkan. And how we do that? With cheesecake. We do that with cheesecake. Because cheesecake is not for us cheesecake. Cheesecake is a symbolic of mother's milk. That for us, that connection is our life. Without it, it's pikuach nefesh. But it has to be brought down to our cheesecake. It has to be brought down to the physical. It has to be lived with us. That's how we lift up. That's the nesius we have. The lifting up of the cheesecake. The lifting up of the physical world. We live in the physical. We're not Buddhists. We don't go and meditate and remove from the physical. Our most spiritual days, Shavuos, Matan Torah, everyone agrees, Chetzi Alochem. That's the concept. You can only live with Kedusha when you take the physical and connect it to the Kedusha. That's why Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, has to have physicality, has to have Chetzi Alochem. Because that's what the Kedusha of Torah is. It makes the physical world, it makes our cheesecake holy. That's the chiddush of the Jewish people. We get married. Marriage is kedusha. We have children. We're involved in the physical world. We have jobs. We toil. We have levim who kodesh Hashem, who those sit in yeshiva and they learn and they bring the Torah and they teach the Torah to the people. But most of the people are in chutzlaris. There's two. We spoke about this last week. There's two drachim, but both drachim have a synthesis, have a connection. And even the Levim have to be living in the physical world. You with me? You understand? That's it. That's Matan Torah. That's Shavuos. But we need the Parashas Nesi'im. We need to bring it down in order to lift up, to Nasi, to lift it up. to connect the whole of mankind. That's what they call Barnasa. To connect the whole of mankind to the Kedushas of Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. Bezvan Hashem, we should be Zoche, with a tremendous ratzon, a tremendous desire to be Mekabel Torah, and therefore our matana, the matana, the nitinas of Torah that we'll get on Shavuos, will be a big netina. And then we'll be mitkarev to the Nase, that we're willing to accept on us, something which is bigger than us, the Nishma, and bring it into our lives. Bezvan Hashem. Why is it in Avodah, the Avodah and the Nesim, and bringing it down, the same Korbanos, it's the same Korbanos. We have the Chumash is going and just repeating the same thing. It just should say, the first Nasi brought like this, and the other 11 brought the same thing. Each Nasi brings his own individual Korban, and it's the same. What does it mean? How can Avodah be the same? I'm an individual. I have my own way of Derech. I have my own Derech. Why Derech in Avodah has to be the same? What's the same of the Nesim? Should be each one should bring a different korban. This is fixing like this. This one should fix like this. This is Tchunas HaNefesh. Why? What does that mean? Every Derech in Judaism and in life is really the same, because they're speaking about the Ratzon. The closer we come to the Ratzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more we realize that our individual avoda is really the same avoda. There might be different expressions of that avoda, but ultimately at its inner source, it's the same. That's what it's telling us here. That even though you have a different derech, you're a Breslov, you're a literature, you're a Chosid, you're a Sfadi, you're a this, you're a that, right? We have many, many different, so to speak, ways of expressing Kedusha v'Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. But ultimately, in its charge, it's the same. That's what this is telling us. Ultimately, when we look deeply, and when a person realizes that you also... the disparity in the world is not really disparity. Even in the physical world, you see trees, you see buildings, you see this. Ultimately, they're all made from electrons and protons. And those protons are made from strings. They're all made from one thing. When you look deeply, it's all the same. So a cell, okay, we don't understand what the life of a cell is. But all cells are the same. They all have the same structure. Ultimately, it's all the same. And yet there's all this disparity. Because the deeper you look into humanity, you will see that really in a deep way we're all the same. And all that we need is that Nasa Benishma. All that we need is that Rotson to connect and the ability to bring it in actuality into our lives. That's the same for the whole of humanity. And the Jewish people have to be that dogma to bring that message to the whole of humanity. That's what Chag HaShavuos represents.